got to have a killer instinct. And to go down there and not go into the end zone or try to score 6 points, that's not acceptable, folks. But, I don't care at any level.
What
you guys been arguing with me about
this?
Give me a break.
You're right, but here's the point. You're shocked
about it. Super Bowl. I just want to win a game.
Am I shocked about it? Yes, I am shocked about it because finally you're up and then you got a chance to totally and completely put them away and you don't do it. That's what you have to do to win. That's how you win a championship. You were on one of the greatest teams of the greatest team of all time. Did you give anybody a break?
No.
You rammed everything down their throat. Well, that's the attitude that these guys got to have.
Okay, settle down.
I love that. I love how he said settle down, but then he proceeded to get just as a higher octave and screamed and yelled even more, I think, after that.
This is my hero, Ed Obradovich, who's on the Super Celebrity Hotline right now. And OB, who's part of the three-headed monster, along with Mark Carmen, the poor kid, you're running him ragged trying to run that show, the Hamp and OB with Kaz show that comes on after all the Bears games. And last night, here's the deal. Yesterday afternoon, OB, they won that game. And you know what? It was weird. I'm going to admit this. I can't believe I'm about to admit this.
Okay.
Because I know the Bears are not going to be a playoff team this year, I kind of want them to be awful. So that they blow up this current system because it's just not going to work.
You want me to answer that question?
Yeah, I want you to. How do you feel about that?
Well, the one thing I did see Sunday was a team that was finally prepared to play a game in the National Football League. I mean, they were ready. You could see it. It just smacked right at you. They were sharp. They were ready. They were brisk. They went one play after another. It didn't look like there were a bunch of stumbling, bumbling morons out there. And I was impressed, and I have to give kudos to the coaches, Ro. And why? Because this is the first time they had them ready to play. You know, just because they say pros, they're pro players, they got to have somebody teaching them and showing them how we're going to win on defense, how we're going to win on offense. And they were ready to play. They got them ready. Now, and going back to training camp, the reason why you go through training camp is obviously you should be in some way decent shape by the time you get to training camp. You go to training camp to get ready for the 4 exhibition games. You play the 4 exhibitions. You play your men, not the whole game, that's obvious, but you play them partway through all 4 games of the exhibition season. Why? So you're ready on day 1 to go and attack and win a National Football League game. We did for the first three games, we were not ready, and there is no way in the world that Fox, his staff, could sit there for a month trying to convince me that, you know, I'm not buying it. They just did not have them ready to play. They didn't do their job. Now, again, saying yesterday was the first time I believe that they were ready to play. Hoyer coming in for Cutler, he did a great job. You could see he was in total control of that offensive huddle. When they broke huddle, he came out. I mean, he was very defined in his moves. That one, that I really liked. He passed for over 300 yards to 7 different receivers using the entire field.
No interceptions.
Absolutely. And guess what? They finally moved the pocket. They ran 2
moves.
Now, here, folks, here's the main thing. When you're a quarterback and your offense is moving, because the game gives you the rules to pass the football. The average gain per pass per play, Hoyer was 7.7, almost 8 yards. That, folks, is astronomical. That's championship play. Believe me, it is. You don't want to be around 3, 4, or in the 5s. When you get into the high 6s, 7s, if you get into the 8s, I mean, that's super. So for this team, all of a sudden, to come alive and have Hoyer pass for almost 8 yards, and again, remember this, it's the average gain per pass play. That's the most important thing on the offense today. What is the average pass? And I'll tell you what, that was terrific.
OB, I just want to say they're still going to break my heart. I just know they are. I'm trying to protect myself emotionally. I want to ask this question, though. It's interesting. I noticed this, and it's not just at the Bears or with the Lions yesterday. They had trouble with this. But I see this on any given Sunday. How is it possible the guys who make it all the way to the NFL do not know the rules of, like, the clock or on a, and especially when you're like in a 2 minute offense, you got to get down, you got to spike the ball, you got to stop the clock. There are a number of players who don't seem to have the situational awareness of what's happening and know what the rules are. How is that possible that they've gotten to the NFL and not know that?
Right. How does it happen at this level? You know, you can look a few different ways, but it's right in front of you. You know, it's coaching. It's coaching. Look at Bill Belichick in New England. I mean, that guy, day in, game in, game out, year in, year out, he's always there. He has sharp players, smart players, and it's about the position coaches relating to the players, whether it's the offensive line coach, whether it's a tight end coach, whatever, defensive back, offensive back. They have to get together, and the player, that's who the players see the most of. They don't see the head coach. They don't see the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. What they see is their position coach, and that's the guy that has to relate. And when you should you know all the rules? Should you know offensively on every play, whatever it's called, whether you're in the line, the backfield, or you're wide out, you should damn well sure know what the hell you're doing. Defensively, the same way. They call a blitz. Every defensive lineman knows where he should go, and every linebacker knows, obviously, in the cornerbacks. And all it is coaching. Bro, I wish I could have a better answer for you.
I do, too.
The matter is, that's exactly where the hell it is.
All right. Hey, Ed, today John Fox said that when Jay Cutler's healthy, it doesn't necessarily mean his job is guaranteed, saying it's strictly going to be a performance-based decision. When he is healthy, would you start Cutler or Brian Hoyer?
First of all, I don't believe what Fox just said there. He said that, I don't believe him for a minute. Jay Cutler's ready. They're going to start Jay Cutler. Believe me, they will. They'll start Jay Cutler. It won't be a back and forth. It won't be a last hour decision. Who am I going to start? Who am I going to start? When Jay is ready and he's pronounced healthy by the doctors, they will start Jay Cutler.
Is that the right call? What would you do?
Yes, it is. It's the right call. Right now, it's the right call.
Yeah, you're going to need Hoyer because Cutler's going to get hurt again. So you might as,
keep him
you might
handy.
As well keep him healthy, keep him handy as long
right.
as you possibly can. I just want to know. I don't even know. I refuse to learn mm-hmm. the name of the new kicker. And I think it is incredible.
Garth, what's his name again?
Barth, Connor Barth. But I just betrayed myself. But I am not willing to learn his name. You know why? Because Robbie Gould, as you pointed out, Anna, was on the ticket for the game yesterday. The picture of Robbie
Gould. He's like, look. Poor timing. And really poor timing because of look how this guy's
Barth missed another one yesterday.
And he did. And he missed another one. And OB, I just want to know, when you saw that guy miss that kick yesterday, I want to know, how many tables did you break? What was your initial reaction?
No, actually, I was pretty calm.
Really?
Or not, who went crazy was Hampton and Koss.
Because it's unbelievable to me. I mean, they got a guy, they go, oh, this guy's, you know, he's deadly inside 35.
Right.
Well, first of all, that's not even true.
Well, not so far
for us. And they don't mean the 35-yard line. They mean a 35-yard kick, which is from the 25-yard, which is actually from the 18-yard line. Right?
Yep.
So it's like, that is not even, that's, I don't even understand. I was like,
yeah.
Oh,
friends,
come on.
Some friends who were at the game said immediately after he missed that one, even though it wasn't a gimme for sure, everyone was chanting, Robbie mm-hmm. in the stadium. I mean, like a lot of fans sort of missing him.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, Anna, and Ro, I'm not sure if he got, but he has not been picked up by anybody.
No, he hasn't. But that tells me something, too, because there's actually, I think there's two teams that are actually looking, that one lost their kicker in an injury, and another one is, you know, they're having a lot of trouble with it. I'm sort of surprised that he hasn't landed yet. And I know that, I mean, we've heard for years that you know, he's kind of not exactly beloved in the locker room. Kickers tend not to be, but he made himself, especially, according to people inside, dislikable, and he wasn't good to management. He made himself dislikable there, but he was a fan favorite. People liked him, and then he was somewhat inconsistent, but he's still, you know, he's a leading all time scorer for the Chicago Bears. He had an incredibly high proficiency. You just needed to know to put him in positions where he could kick well. And now with Connor Barth, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you know what, bro? That's very good, bro. But the only thing I think that when I look at this situation, and I agree with what you're saying. I mean, this kid, I mean, those aren't exactly 55-yard field goals he's missing. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, I often wonder because of last year he got hurt. The year before, I think he got hurt a little bit. I'm talking about Robbie now.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if there's an injury somewhere with him where really nobody wants to take the chance of bringing him in.
Right. No one wants to talk about it either, so that doesn't hurt his street value.
That would be my guess.
Yeah. All right. Very quickly, I got about 20 seconds left here. The Colts. Is there any hope that the Bears can get past the Colts?
Yes, they can. Andrew Luck, their quarterback, he is like in the top five in the National Football League. He is phenomenal. There isn't one thing that he can't do to a champion at a championship level. But what we have to do defensively to him, you had to have containment. Do not let him get out around the end. If you do, he will wreck us.
Interesting. The defense actually played very well yesterday. You got to hand it to him.
Put some pressure on Stafford well, which was good to see.
Yeah, they did. And not that Detroit is so great, but they do have Anquan Boldin, and they do have Stafford. Stafford, very talented guy, but like Jay Cutler, very talented, never been able to turn it into a big deal, though. And that's the thing. It's one thing to have talents, another thing to win games and win championships.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Defensively, they've been pretty good, though. I mean, they haven't thrown in the towel from game one to two to three. And again, they were ready to play because they stopped the Lions running game for a total of 66 yards. Set Matt Stafford, who can throw the ball 300, 400, 500 yards any day of the week. They kept him under 200 yards. And that defense did that against the Detroit Lions, were the fourth-ranked offense in the National Football League out of 32. And I'll tell you what, guys, that's pretty damn good. So, all in all, kudos to the coaching staff. Kudos to Hoyer for taking total control of that offensive huddle in the offense. Thank God they threw to seven different receivers. He threw over to 300 yards. Defensively, they answered the bell. Let's take it down in Indianapolis, and let's repeat the same thing. Because I'll tell you what, they'll never have another schedule like this again. Trust me. There's a lot of cream puffs they're playing.
Thank you, OB. Thank you.
And he can say that.
And we'll talk to you next week. Thank you, OB.
Thanks, OB. We love the show.
We do love your show.
It's helping me get through this season. It really is.
With all due respect to everybody else at this radio station, including ourselves, best show on the radio,
mm-hmm.
I think.
I'd have to agree right now.
But I got to tell you this, at least.
Lord, don't let them go 0-4.
Our prayers have been answered.
They have. Divine intervention, perhaps.